Hello and welcome to episode 16 of the Unmotivated Habits podcast. This episode's a little different. It's the first time we streamed it live on Twitch. So we're working out some of the kinks and the audio is not perfect, but bear with me as I will improve this as we go on. And it's up on twitch.tv/Zwift, Z-W-I-F-T. And it's also on our YouTube page, Unmotivated Habits. So please go give them a follow and a subscription, as well as our Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of that. And without further ado, enjoy this episode. Yeah, no, I had to turn, I had Twitch on in the background. I had to turn it off.
So this is how you treat your guests? You just immediately turn them off?
Well, it's Sober October's over. I'm going to sip in and I'm already drunk.
Nice. Yeah, I said I just started drinking whiskey. I thought it would take a long time to get used to it. I wanted something that would take a while to sip all night. And instead, I just am a big fan in like 3 days.
Yeah, but how do you feel in the morning? Because I love whiskey, but I can't wake up in the morning without a massive headache.
Well, I've only gotten drunk off whiskey once. So it was on Friday with friends. We had some wine. And then I asked if he had any whiskey, so we started drinking whiskey, and then I didn't wake up until like 2 o'clock the next day.
So it might not treat you very well.
I think that, yeah, there's just more so of pouring a glass, and I'm not used to how much needs to be in a glass.
Yeah, you'll get used to it. So yeah, sober October didn't really happen for you. So you not only did it not happen, but you started drinking whiskey.
Yeah. But we cut back a lot. So that was actually part of the Sober October strategy, because he had been drinking wine, and I only started drinking red wine this year, like in the beginning of quarantine. I mean, I drank it. I never really liked it, but only drinking it regularly this year. But then it just started going down like water. So I was like, all right, I need something that's a little harsher to drink that I can just have one glass and be fine. And whiskey seemed to do the trick for the first few nights. I was barely taking a sip. And then once the initial fire in your throat goes away, you know, you start to really appreciate the taste.
Yeah, that's true. It does take a little bit of time. But your palate is not exactly refined when it comes to alcohol, because it was only this year where you were able to tell the difference between red and white wine, which is impressive.
I never really drank it. So I'm sure. Yeah. It takes a while. I don't have the strongest sense of smell in general. I like hot sauce and everything, and you know, it takes a while to get food accustomed to.
Well, on the topic of the Sober October, the idea behind why we got together for this podcast is because we wanted to talk about 30-day challenges, because it's kind of become a trendy thing to try to kickstart fitness routines or diets or anything really with a 30-day challenge or work or you have experience with it. You like them. Why do you like the timed challenges with like a time limit where you're trying to kickstart something?
Well, that's the big thing, trying to kickstart something. So I like 30-day challenges because I have put in the hundreds of hours of research into habits and what it takes to establish them. So I understand that 30 days isn't going to have a huge impact like at the very end, but it'll just be the start of something. So for instance, in September, I wanted to give up all like overtly processed foods. So if I go out to a restaurant, I'm not asking if something's processed, but I don't eat any like snacks, or I don't eat any candy. I don't drink any more, you know, diet soda or anything that's obviously processed and bad, processed meats. And I started out as a 30-day challenge. I used to do it a lot. And then just in a week or so, it was out of our lifestyle and it hasn't come back since. It's very, very easy. So to sometimes it makes a really drastic change right away. But I would say 90% of the 30-day challenges have led to nothing. But that doesn't mean that there's no negative to it, unless you like anticipate it's going to make a drastic change and you do something that's crazy. Like I wouldn't ever recommend like completely giving up like sugar. Some people do that. That's just too hard. or the worst culprit is the Whole 30 diet. So that's just a disaster waiting to happen. But something that is just a small to medium change that you anticipate doing long term, and just the 30-day challenge to me is more like I'm going to try to get through the first 30 days and then hopefully move on past that. But I think in general, anytime you're trying to make a positive change, it's a good thing. So I would never, you know, urge someone against trying to change.
That's a good point. So I would say my argument against is not that it's a bad thing. I just don't, I've done 30-day challenges and had a lot of success during the 30 days. And I like just thinking back, I can't think of any of them that lasted. So I just think it's there's got to be a better way to institute a 30-day challenge in a way that's going to last. Like you said, 90% of the time it doesn't last, but it's worth it for the 10% that does stick, and there was no harm done in the ones that didn't stick. But how can you make it so it's a lasting, sustainable change? That's what I think the challenge is. So my argument is not that 30-day challenges are bad. It's that they don't necessarily work to kickstart the change that people anticipate will happen.
Well, it has to be a change that you know you can sustain. So if someone, like Sober October, if someone says, you know, I have a 30-day challenge, I'm trying to, you know, break my alcohol habit, it's never going to happen. You're never going to quit drinking alcohol permanently. So it has to be something that you're willing to give up long term if you want to have a long term change. And the problem with, so obviously your whole idea is very small habits. But the problem with that as far as the 30-day challenge is that for good reasons or bad reasons, or whether it's good or bad, people generally do them so they can tell the other people about them. And saying, you know, I'm going to, drop, 2 pounds this month is not really a fun social night out story. But saying that you're giving up preservatives or something is something that's interesting to people. So it's more motivational to have something that's intriguing and that typically means something bigger.
Yeah. So you don't think that people typically do it for the right reasons?
So that's debatable whether or not it's so the right reasons. No, I don't. Yeah.
That's probably not the best way to put it. I don't know how people always have good intentions, but you don't think their end goal is long sustainable change. It's more, I don't know, telling people about it.
Specifically for 30-day challenges, I think a lot of the time it's just to kickstart something, just to light a fire, which sometimes is good. And if people are in a rut and they need some sort of goal, and 30 days seems to be a reasonable amount of time to shoot for something that will make you feel a sense of accomplishment. But the problem is if you fail, then you're just even worse off than you started, saying like you couldn't even do something for a month. But so you have to have the right mindset for everything in life. So if you go into something saying your happiness or your identity depends on being able to do this, then you're getting off to the wrong start anyway.
I think a lot of it comes down to people wanting to see immediate results too, because there's nothing where you're going to see results in 30 days, but it takes a long time to see the results of something. If you cut out sugars for 30 days, you might drop a couple pounds, but you might say, that's not worth it. I wanted to see a whole new body after this.
Yeah. But at the same time, obviously diet and your body is the easiest, most, easily recognizable example that anyone can relate to. And if you are doing that, you can definitely see significant results in 30 days. The problem is if it's too significant, it's unsustainable. But if you just start tracking your calories, dieting, and exercise for 30 days, you will 100% see results. The problem is people want to see results after 3 days or 2 days or 1 day. So it's remarkable what you can do with just a little bit of time if you have a tiny bit of patience, with most, which most people have pretty much zero.
Yeah. Well, I got to interrupt because we are live. We're doing this live now. So we're, for anyone who's listening to this podcast version, we are live now on Twitch. We're going to be doing these so we can get questions during the podcast. But we do have a question, which is, hey guys, you want to talk about aliens? I don't want to interrupt you if you guys have a heavy conversation going on right now. So I'm going to say we'll leave the aliens for another episode, but thank you for the comment and thank you for the support. Feel free to follow us. Feel free to donate. Like, subscribe, all of the above. Aliens, maybe another episode.
I mean, you could probably do a 30-day challenge searching for aliens. There's definitely a lot of research you could do to find the matter.
There is. There's some good Netflix documentaries, too. They're definitely out there, but I don't know if you can find them in 30 days.
Yeah. I was really, really disappointed when I heard some point in the past that I think the nearest possible place that other life could be is like 50,000 light years away. Yeah. So,
but wormholes.
They might have a way to travel that fast.
Wormholes. Yeah. The reason I wanted to talk about this topic is because I just finished Sober October and we did, we had a step goal, but I guess this isn't, it was technically a 30-day challenge, but I finished second place. We almost did 1 million steps. It was a ridiculous month. We finished with a 100-mile ride. That is one of our last videos on Twitch. But I feel like a lot of my other habits fell to the wayside because I was so focused on the 30-day challenge. And that's something, I feel like if you're focusing on something super hard, that other things get left out. I know it doesn't necessarily have to be the case, but I think a lot of these 30-day challenges focus too much on big effort and big results. And I think they need to be smaller. I think people need to think smaller. So I see a lot of diet and exercise, and it's most of these 30-day challenges are diet and exercise, I'd say. I know you mix in work, you mix in productivity, but with diet and exercise specifically, I don't think 30 days is enough to start something new. I think you need I think the step goal that I set a year or a year and a half ago and worked my way up from 6,000 to 20,000 steps, it was much better. So you set a goal for a year and incrementally improve rather than 30 days. I don't know if... Go ahead.
But when you say they need to think smaller, that's thinking much, much bigger. So even though if it's less effort per day, your mind, you think, oh yeah, I can. So whether or not it's right, people will think, oh, I can do something harder for 30 days versus doing something easier for a year.
Exactly. So, and I think that's the trap. I think that's a trap, because if you do something harder for 30 days, I think you're just going to stop after 30 days. I think you'll say, all right, that 30 days was good. Now I'm going to crank it back to 5 days a week. So I got through a 30 days of working out hard for an hour a day. That was a good kickstart. Now I'm going to do 2-3 days a week. But 2-3 days a week isn't going to keep you on track if you're just doing it every day. Because if you take 2 days off, that's, if you read Atomic Habits, you can let a day slip by and it's not a problem. Just don't let 2 days slip by. So,
especially with diet and exercise, it's a very slippery slope. It's a weird, I always say this, when I first started getting fit, 4 or 5 years ago, the body has the complete opposite motivation system that it should have. When you are working out regularly, when you're healthy, when you're fit, you want to keep working out. You want to eat better. You want to do all the positive things for yourself. When you stop, as soon as you start getting fall off that train, your body wants nothing to do with working out. You want to eat worse food. You don't care anymore. I don't know how we survived as a human race with this motivation system we have in place. But as soon as you take a few days off, it's very, very hard to get back on track. And I've been dealing with that. So one of my challenges or one of my goals for this year was to work out an hour a day for the whole year, so 365 hours. And through June, I had been doing perfect. So I was right on track. And then we started moving around a little bit. We went to Florida. I didn't have a bike, so I was just running. And that was taking a heavy toll, 7 hours of running a day or a week. And then I fell off a little bit. And then it's just been an upward battle ever since to even get back to remotely where I was. I'm just starting as of this week to try to finish off the last 2 months. But once you fall off, and you just, and like you had said, when you have a big ambitious goal, so I'm starting, or I'm basically working two full-time jobs trying to build the business. It's very, very hard to prioritize anything that's not that. So you have to take into account that all these things are important, having, you know, varied habits and healthy things. So focusing on one thing so hard is, yes, I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, that's part of the problem. And that's why I set, I would never set a goal to work out an hour a day. I think it's just too much to juggle. I think.
Well, the goal is not an hour a day. It's 7 hours per week.
Yeah.
So yeah. I work out 45 minutes, an hour 15, you know, 30 minutes. If I leave myself 2 hours on a Sunday or 3 hours on a Sunday, not the end of the world. But the idea is to be as close to an hour as I can to make it as easy as possible, because some days I had, you know, 4 hours left on Sunday, and that's not very fun.
But, see, that's where I think the better path, the easier path would be to start with 20 minutes a day. Start with 20 minutes a day, and then when 20 minutes a day is a cinch, you bump it up to 22 minutes a day, and you work your way up to an hour a day, because it helps. That way it adjusts to your lifestyle, adjusts to your schedule. Because
I wasn't starting from ground zero here. I was already working out. So the issue with the last few years is I would work out like 3 hours, 4 hours a week in off weeks. And then coming Ironman times, I'd be working out 12, 13, 14 hours a week. And I just wanted to level out the whole year. So instead of having these weeks where I had to work out 14 hours a week, I just wanted to have all of them be seven. And if I had hit seven, it would have been the most I had worked out, just barely. Yeah. Over like 18, I averaged seven, just under 7 hours a week. So it wasn't like I was making this big leap. I was just doing my normal amount of exercise.
Your baseline was already high.
Yes. So yeah, I wouldn't recommend jumping straight to an hour. I would start at 5 minutes.
Yeah, I started with beginning of the year, I just started with a mile a day. So about 8 to 10 minutes a day, because I was doing it super slow. And my goal was 700 miles, to run 700 miles this year. I hit it. I already hit it. I hit it 2 weeks ago. So I don't know. Maybe that goal was a little bit too low. So I've hit
November, so that's pretty good.
I've hit all of my New Year's resolutions so far. So I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't think they were set too low. I think I can just reevaluate from now. But this Sober October definitely threw off. I missed probably 4 or 5 days, no, maybe 3 or 4 days of running. And I kind of feel like that I slipped off of that. And now I'm on November 2nd, and I did the 100-mile bike ride to finish Sober October. I have not felt ready to run, so I missed the first 2 days of November, and I already feel like I'm off the running wagon. I feel like I'm still fitter than ever, so it's not the end of the world, but this is an example of a 30-day challenge gone wrong in that. Well, see, that's the thing. I don't know if it's gone wrong. I got more mileage in, got more cardio in, got more exercise in October than I ever have in my life. So
were you running or just walking a lot?
No, I was biking and running.
What was your average miles per day?
Doing what?
I don't know, moving.
So average miles a day was, I can tell you, it was up there. So that step count equals 913,000 steps. So 29,466 steps a day. Total estimated distance was 575 miles.
So what's that?
I don't know.
575. And that's like walking distance?
That's total distance estimated for that many steps.
So yeah, so for steps, so it would be like walking.
18 and a half miles a day.
Not bad. Not bad. What were, you know, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Did you lose any weight?
I lost a couple pounds, but I ate junk food primarily as my diet. So my body composition definitely shifted in a negative direction.
Wow. Well, that's obviously the most glaring lesson that I had to learn over the course of working out is that it doesn't matter how much you work out. You will not get fit or lose weight if you don't change your diet.
Yeah. Diet's everything. Diet is. And that's, I think 30 day challenges for diet are, I don't think they work. I know you said the processed food works. So you cut out processed foods for 30 days, or was it just a lifestyle choice you chose to make in general?
Well, it was, the initial challenge was going to be 30 days, but then it just turned out to be not that hard. So we just kept doing it.
Yeah. Well, that's not bad.
So we got decorative candy corn the other day, because I always do every year. And this morning I had to throw it out because it was the third time that I almost ate it. So I was like, that's enough.
Decorative candy corn?
Well, I mean, it was candy corn, but we got it as decor for the season. Yeah. But yeah, I almost ate it a few times, so I had to throw it out.
Yeah, I stopped on the boardwalk after one of my walks. So I walked, I was in Ocean City, New Jersey. I ran 3 miles. I was walking another 3, and I totally canceled all the steps out with saltwater taffy and candy corn.
Nice. Candy corn is the best.
Yeah.
But people hate it. I don't get it.
It's Megan's favorite candy, I think.
It's up there. It's up there. Starbursts. I mean, Starbursts are just in a whole different league than candy corn. Candy corn's...
you say Starbursts?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a jar full of them right now from leftover Halloween candy.
Yeah. Starbursts are like the Lamborghini of candy. Like candy corn's like a really solid like Honda.
All right. So all this talk about how I don't think 30-day challenges are good. So I'm trying to think of a 30-day challenge to do for November to prove myself wrong. So I missed yesterday. I'm going to meditate every day again, but I've done that all year. I'm going to go with Wim Vember, and I'm going to do Wim Hof every day this November and see if it kickstarts me into a cycle of getting back on the breathwork bandwagon. What are you doing?
Well, I'm doing the trying to close out the year working out 7 hours a week. Outside of that, I have so much to do for the business. Probably not a whole lot of free time other than that, because I already have my mornings are taken up by golf. Now that I live in a building with a golf simulator, that's an hour that is just non-negotiable. I'm down there to kick off my morning. I did plan to use daylight savings to wake up at 5 instead of 6 and just not let my body adapt. But for some reason, for the first night in a long time, I just could not fall asleep last night. So I ended up waking up at 6 again. So I'm still going to try to work my way down to like 5:30. The problem is we don't go to bed early. So it's going to catch up with me sleeping 5-6 hours a night every night. But
yeah, you can't do that.
At this point, I just, I know that they, you know, all the science says they'll be more productive in the waking hours, but I am just going to have to try to be, because there's just not enough time for what I'm doing at the moment. When I am able to leave my normal job, it will be much, much nicer to have a little bit of free time. But working 2 very busy full-time jobs, trying to exercise an hour a day, getting my golf in, getting planning a wedding in a month, and then just trying to have a generally happy relationship. Not a lot of time left in the day.
So on that note, you should tell everyone what your business is and where they can find you, because perhaps we can work towards getting that that to be your full-time gig there.
I'm about one client away. The plan is to get one more nice client in here through the end of the year. So we are an inbound digital marketing agency, but we focus on building brands and producing valuable content, valuable assets, valuable digital. So the whole idea that we're that I'm focused on is to deliver value to their customers. So if a business is focused on just growing their organic traffic for the sake of it, I'm not really interested. I want businesses that are doing something good and want to provide their values in a better way to the world. So the best example of it is if Nike were to make a hotel, you know exactly what that would be like. You know, when you walk in, you have a general idea what the vibe would be, you know what, how the employees would be, you know what it would look like, you know what it would feel like. But if Hyatt made a shoe, you would have no idea what it would be like because they're just another company. So
interesting.
I want to build brands. And so when someone goes to your website, when someone goes to your blog, I want them to know, oh, this is exactly what I would expect. And this is exactly what I was looking for. So I'm building an audience and I'm targeting their audience. So the first thing we would do is obviously create who they're looking for and then just target them with the right content, with real content, and just building something sustainable and something good for everybody.
And the website?
AcerInbound.com.
The new website. Yeah.
New is getting newer every day, building out the dashboards, building out different, you know, services on there. So it's growing at a crazy rate. Got a new client starting this week. It's a hectic time, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
On that note, we're on this end, we're trying to grow this into something as well. So the reason we're streaming this on Twitch now is because we've gotten quite a following. We're trying to monetize this stream. We're trying to get a bunch of different streams in order. So you can follow the podcast. I know you follow the podcast. Go to YouTube, subscribe to Unmotivated Habits. We are on Instagram, Unmotivated Habits. Share this Twitch stream. We'll be doing a bunch more content here. And we'll be playing some games. We'll be doing some after hours. We'll be drinking some whiskey and some red wine and some beers and all of the above. So one of my 30-day challenges that I'm hoping will work and carry on into the future is I'm going to try to put out more content in November. I'm going to try to get at least a stream a week. So we'll see how that goes. And then we will be probably touching base to see what other advice you can offer to grow this thing. I think that's it, though. I think content's what we got to produce. Good quality content.
Yeah, you have to build out your brand book. You have to build out your mission, your values, your target. Figure out who the audience is here, and then we'll reach them.
And it's got to be authentic, right?
100%. If you're not being authentic, it's not going to work.
Yeah. Did you watch our 100-mile stream at all?
I did not. That was the day that I was passed out.
Oh, there was a lot of authenticity on there with Andy on the stream.
I think I'm in a tight fantasy football battle with Andy.
Really?
I had it locked up. We're going to have the two highest scores of the week. Jake Elliott got me 1 point. And then now I need Mike Evans to get me 13.
I moved our chat out of the screen by mistake. That's right. This is our first stream on Twitch. We'll work out all the kinks.
Nice. For how long?
What's that?
How long did you move it out for?
I know it was where our audio was on. It was just I moved the screen out of the wrong spot. But all right, so your quick 30 is up, and we didn't get to touch on aliens this time. Sorry, ACA 12826. But perhaps next time we'll hit on aliens, and if aliens want to join the stream, they can come on as well.
Maybe we already have.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you. I'll get this up soon, and we will let everyone know when our next stream is, and then we will follow up in December to see how our 30 days went.
Sounds good.
All right.